Aircheckdownloads.com.
Well, they talk about that Friday feeling, but this Friday feels unlike any I've experienced before. I hope you're well, and we can enjoy each other's company into the evening.
Simon Clark.
BBC.
Radio Solent.
There's a fire starting in my heart. To the beat.
It's 6:10, and that's Adele rolling in the deep. This is BBC Radio Solent. Hello, my name is Simon, and I'm here until 10 with the evening show. Thank you, Adam Blackmore. It was nice to hear him on in the week. Of course, he's back tomorrow afternoon from 2. I heard him saying he was hoping his teenage boys had cleaned up at home while he was out at work. But I suspect they probably haven't. I got home last night to find my 16-year-old had completely tidied. It was so spick and span, I actually thought for a moment I might have gone back to the wrong house. This is BBC Radio Solent, and that would be the big Friday night song out of the moment, if we were all allowed to go out. Of course, we can bring the Friday night out vibes to you with our virtual nightclub at 8:30. And also after 8, we've got tips on how you can handle the impact of our first weekend in lockdown with Ringwood psychologist Dr. Julie Smith. And of course, if we'd all been at work today, the one thing we'd all have been talking about was last night's clap, the most inspiring and uplifting thing that's happened for weeks. It made so many people feel so many different emotions, but hopefully isolation wasn't one of them. And afterwards, we spoke to organiser Anne-Marie Plaz and asked if it lived up to her expectations.
It was exactly how I imagined it, how it would be, like to see how we can have that every Thursday night going on.
And of course, since last night, it's been confirmed it will happen again next week.
BBC Radio Solent Travel.
I got music from David Gray for you in just a second after the latest travel from Oliver Head.
It's no non-essential travel on roads, trains, buses and the rest. More at 6:30.
BBC
Radio Solent.
David Gray was due to play Bournemouth this week, but of course the tour has been postponed, which is a shame because he's excellent live. I've seen him a few times, most recently actually when he played Bournemouth Pavilion a few years ago. And just before he took to the stage, he talked about how he'd been for a swim in the sea that day. And I don't know whether to believe him. I'm always sceptical when artists say, oh, I've just done this or I've just done that. I'm sure whenever he plays the National Indoor Arena in Birmingham, he mentions he's been for a quick trip around the Sea Life Centre beforehand. But anyway, hopefully that tour will get rescheduled because he really is fantastic live. It's BBC Radio Solent. This is Simon Clark at 6:20. And there was a really interesting conversation with Katie Martin earlier on today that I'd like to share with you now. This all came about because a Hampshire County councillor was calling on people to respect open spaces and private land during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, we know we're allowed to go out for exercise like walking and cycling and running, but he wants us to remember to follow the countryside code. Hampshire County Council's Executive Member for Recreation and Heritage, Councillor Sean Woodward, gave his advice and concerns to Katie Martin.
What the concern is, of course, people are, please observe the rules, and then the rules won't get tighter.
That's Hampshire County Council's Executive Member for Recreation and Heritage, Councillor Sean Woodward, talking to BBC Radio Solent's Katie Martin about how the South's open spaces should or shouldn't be used at the moment. And of course, Katie is back tomorrow morning at breakfast.
BBC
Radio Solent.
Coronavirus. Your questions answered.
SZA and Justin Timberlake on BBC Radio Solent. That's from the new Trolls film, which was due to be in cinemas next Friday. Instead, it's going to be available to watch on demand at home, so that will hopefully help keep the kids busy if you've struggled with distractions during the week while you've been working at home with the family. If you've got little people to occupy tomorrow, BBC Two is going to be your best friend because they're showing back-to-back animations through the afternoon. And this might be a really good opportunity, perhaps, to pop them on the phone with grandparents, because then they can watch the film together but over the phone. Maybe your grandparents or their grandparents and your parents are already relatively technically savvy, but if they're not, getting them to use a smartphone app or a group chat might be a really good way of keeping the family in touch during this period of self-isolation. I know that's a good idea in theory, but if your parents really struggle with technology and you really struggle trying to explain things over the phone, we've got some suggestions on how to make it easier for them to get some chat technology, and we'll share it with you after 7 o'clock this evening with our Wimborne-based technology expert, Jake Moore.
BBC Radio Solent Travel.
Just ahead of the headlines with Helen, let's get an update on the travel with Oliver Head.
The roads and public transport are there, but only if you absolutely do need to travel. On the outskirts, more with Bill in quarter of an hour.
So I brought in my favourite Red Hot Chili Peppers album. It's By The Way. I'm going to play a track from that in just a bit. 6:30. And with the BBC Radio Solent headlines, here's Helen Downes.
Thanks, Simon. Good evening. BBC Radio Solent News, it's 6:31.
It's going to be dry tonight with clear spells, and then cold as well with some patches of mist possible before dawn. Lows down to freezing, maybe -2 or -3 in more rural areas. A dry day tomorrow, cloud increases during the day. We are expecting some sunny spells and a moderate northeasterly wind, highs of 13 degrees. You may need an extra layer if you're out for your daily bit of exercise. A colder day Sunday with a brisk northeasterly breeze. It'll be largely dry with sunny spells. Monday expected to be mostly dry with sunshine, although the odd shower couldn't be ruled out.
The sound.
The sound of.
The sound of the South.
And all the music you love.
BBC Radio Solent.
Thanks for sharing your evening with BBC Radio Solent. My name is Simon Clark, and that was the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I've got something very Friday and upbeat from Sigala featuring Ella Henderson coming for you very soon. Of course, a reminder, this weekend we lose that hour with the clocks going forward. Now, I always used to hate working on a Sunday morning, early morning. And then when I came off Sunday mornings and had children, I started to get savvy and finding the best thing to do with the kids was to palm them off to the grandparents for the weekend. Then they lost the hour sleep and I didn't. And we always found whenever the clocks went forward and we lost that hour on the Monday and the Tuesday, the kids would be really tired and really grumpy because their bodies hadn't adjusted to it. And I think I might even have said on the radio last year, we should just have the Monday off when the clocks change because everyone would be a lot happier. But we don't need to worry about this year, do we? And you can grab a bit of extra sleep because you're not having to drive to commute unless you're one of the many essential workers. So we've had a few days to get used to the new restrictions when it comes to going out. And once a day, we're allowed to go out for exercise or essential errands alone or with one other person from our household. So are you towing the line or are you bending the rules? Have you seen people still gathering of groups and more than two? What do you think should be done about that? They were all points that Katie Martin put forward this morning on the phone in after 11 o'clock. And we kicked off with Peggy from Bournemouth explaining what she'd seen.
I was absolutely shocked.
We should show a little bit more tolerance.
That's Arthur explaining his situation to Katie Martin on the phone in this morning. Katie's back tomorrow with breakfast and the phone in returns Monday morning from 11.
BBC.
Now, in a moment, we're going to talk about how you can bake without eggs. That's Ella Henderson with Sigala, We Got Love. This is BBC Radio Solent with Travel in a Moment. And there are so many great cookery tips flying around at the moment. For example, did you know that if you keep the water that you've cooked potatoes or pasta in and then use it with your bread making, it will help the bread's texture and rise. Now, don't thank me for that. Thank Nigella. I just ripped that off her Twitter. But here at BBC Radio Solent in the mornings at the moment, we're getting top tips on baking with our resident chef, Des Burke. This morning, he was talking about how to bake without eggs.
I love the theme song. I really do. It makes me feel like Ainsley Harriet.
Des Burke from Flavour School of Cookery in Bournemouth on BBC Radio Solent.
BBC Radio Solent Travel.
New music from Niall Horan for you in just a second. Now an update on the travel from Bill Sheldrake.
I'll have more just before the news at 7. Hey!
BBC.
Another cold night ahead tonight with lows down to freezing point. Tomorrow morning we'll see some bright spells early on, but cloud builds during the day. Should stay dry though. This is Niall Horan, No Judgment.
Aircheckdownloads.com.